Hello and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps understanding the paradox of parenting and children. My name is Danielle Ocheng and today I'm excited to have a guest with me joining us from South Africa who will be helping us understand more on the topic of the day. But before he does, as usual, drum rolls. It's time for another Did You Know Fact. So, did you know that researchers estimate that 2/3 of human beings have no idea what they're good at or what their strengths are? I wonder which fraction you fall under. Anyway, back to my guest who I will be co-hosting with. I'd like him to tell us something about himself.
Thank you very much, Danielle. My name is Julius Nyerere. I'm a child of God and a friend to man, a teacher by profession and passionate about kids and their behavior. And today I'm very excited to be here just to share with us.
So before we delve into the nitty-gritties, Julius, could you please tell us as the listeners what we should expect?
Yeah, sure. We are going to learn how best we can help our children discover their purpose and path in life. In particular, we are going to narrow down to the unique role parents have of helping identify their children's gift. We hope that parents will find this helpful and even their kids will draw inspiration from their parents helping them.
Interesting. I can't wait to see what you have prepared. You know, but this topic sometimes gets me a bit confused. What exactly is a talent? And is it the same thing as a gift?
Aha, good question. Maybe you could have asked what is not talent, especially in a highly secularized world. Mm-hmm. Now, to directly answer your question, talent can be described simply as a natural aptitude or skill at something. And ideally, most of us are always born with one or more talents. Unfortunately, most of us never identify or even hone the said talents. So ideally, a child's experience in their early years can greatly influence their adult development, and that since every child is born with a talent, it is important to identify that given talent in a child early enough so as to help them realize their full potential. Now, with this background, we could just say that talent is a specific ability, while gift is a general term correlated to intelligence, but not a specific ability.
So is talent dependent on my cognitive abilities, like my intellectual power, my IQ?
It could be yes or no. Remember, talent is built and nurtured. And in the context of a parent, nurturing talent in the child could be the most important gift the parent could give to the child. Now, traditionally, relating talent to somebody's cognitive abilities has been the norm. But we need to broaden this view. One of the things that we have to be wary of is looking at talent through these traditional eyes. So that talent comes in the form of, for example, mathematical ability, artistic ability, or any other apathetic ability. This might not be the case. Perhaps all these could be pointers to some talent. It is good to note that children unfold slowly. This is to say, every child has something that they are talented at, and it is our job as parents, as guardians, to help uncover that talent and help the child to develop and use it for the greater good. So now, watch the little things. Watch their painting as they are playing around, building blocks, and try to identify their technical ability, their musicality as they are singing. All these could be pointers to some talent.
I love how you mentioned that children unfold slowly. And I know you're also going to expound more on that later on in the podcast. And you're also going to talk more about how we can identify our children's talent, especially from an early onset. So could you start by helping us understand why it is important to spot and nurture these talents, and what are the possible implications if I miss out on identifying my child's talent early enough, or I never allow them to grow into their talent?
That's a very good question, Danielle. The primary reason for wanting to identify talent early is to enable us parents or guardians help our kids navigate robustly through a particular path, a path that will enable the kids to succeed within their given domain. Now, imagine with me, if you put a left-handed child into a right-handed job, what do you think is going to happen?
Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So parents or guardians need to be very purposeful. They need to be very intentional or deliberate. And their quest should be driven by genuine concern that will always put the child's ability into perspective. And this will not only help the parent to understand his role more clearly, but it will always steer the parent to know the kind of parental response that will be most helpful for the child.
Okay.
On the possible implications, we could say that children left to their own way are always not likely to change.
Mm-hmm.
They will become adults who go and do their own things, and most of the time doing the wrong things. Number two, you know, when a parent is able to tailor their expectations to the child's development level, it will enable the parent to better provide the physical, the social, and even the emotional needs within the child's environment. And this provision will enable the child to realize, to thrive, explore their talents without any pressure. So as a parent, helping your child tap into their talents is one of the most important aspects of parenting. You know, when a talent is realized early, it can always be nurtured into something that the child can use and even grow with into their adulthood.
I like how you've put all those points together, because it also shows how when we also lack or do not identify our kids' talents early, they grow up, or force them to do, as you've mentioned the quote from the quote, force them to live our lives. They actually grow up very frustrated, you know, feeling like they don't have a meaningful life. And like the did you know fact, they go through their entire livelihood not knowing what they're good at, not knowing what their purpose is, not knowing what their strengths are. So I really like that point. So as Julius, what is your talent? And were you helped to recognize it early by your parents? Why or why not? And what differences do you think it would have made if they found your talent and helped you nurture it?
I never saw that coming. Growing up, I think I was talented in sports, specifically football. And looking back, I realized that all my friends wanted to associate with me, with the team that I was playing in. And I just think that I was very competitive and always afraid to lose. And even to date, that is one of the characters I still possess. But I think my lovely parents, who were not so keen on what was happening in the playing field, more than they were interested in the report form. So perhaps they missed that aspect, the sporting talent in me. So you realize, like most parents, my parents with time tend to sync their passions with other expectations, perhaps that the society values more, and I say more in quotes, than the natural talent or the natural ability a child would possess. For example, my parents were more interested in the report form. So they believed it's only through the report form that I was going to thrive. I don't know whether that was the case or not, but I tend to believe that if they had realized that this young man could also be talented in other areas, perhaps their kind of response could have been different. So growing up, I realized that once a sportsman, always a sportsman. So this talent kept on growing with me. And fortunately or unfortunately, I went back to my first love. So currently, I always joke, I always play around, but I feel that in case I was trained maybe at an earlier stage, who knows? Perhaps I was going to be the next Lionel Messi.
Okay, dreams are valid. Dreams are valid.
Yep.
You know, I always say that our parents did the best, like you've mentioned, they did the best they knew on how to raise us. And now that we are learning better, we are obliged to do better for our children. And I hope parents are listening to this. Okay, so moving on. Let's just say my child is growing up. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
And I may or may not be picking out what they might be talented at. And I would like to identify what their talent is. Can you tell me what practical steps I should, or what I should be on the lookout for?
Very important point. Number one, education begins at home. So what should you do? Observe.
Uh-huh.
Watch out for the tiny, powerful moments of ignition. Remember that children don't usually recognize their own talents,
mm-hmm.
although they always pursue them instinctively.
True.
So parents need to observe their children on a minute-by-minute basis because some talents unfold slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So like observing children where they play could be one of the ways to realize their talents. As we observe, let us be patient. Let us be calm.
Mm-hmm.
Let us be more objective. Let us be more objective. We need to find time and space to separate our feelings, to calm down,
mm-hmm.
and try to focus on the child's talent, on the child's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a lack of patience may lead us to discovering a child's behavior that could be a misperception brought about by our own needs and desires.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So that is number one. Another thing that we need to do, we need to be patient. Studies have shown that children exposed to patient parents are likely to thrive. So sometimes a child's behavior tendencies may be inconvenient for us as parents. It could sometimes cause us embarrassment or sometimes even reflect on our parenting. But remember, parents, we have like 12 years to uncover our children's talent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this should not put us under any pressure whatsoever. So if your child shows a particular interest, like, for example, in the paint box, for instance, it could be a good sign that she's an artist in the making. She may not be doing much with a brush yet, apart from making a mess,
mm-hmm.
but your patience will be rewarded as her talents matures.
Like that.
So that is a very important thing. Another thing also is to expose.
Mm-hmm.
Provide opportunities. Too often we give children answers to remember rather than problems to solve.
Problem with our education system. I agree.
Exactly. But we need to help them find the joy of meaningful learning.
Mm-hmm.
How should we do this? We need to expose our children to different cultures, different experiences, different environments that will help them uncover their talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like this quote by Robert Myers, who is a clinical and clinical child and adolescent psychologist. He reckons that a talent is only worth pursuing if it can also be enjoyed. You know,
mm-hmm.
so expose them, take them to the tournaments, let them enjoy, and that will be really, really important for the child. We might as well also need to look out for a high level of curiosity in the children. You know, sometimes they will always be asking questions, wanting to know the details.
Yeah.
That could be a pointer. Yeah, that could be a pointer. And again, what we also need to look out for is that sometimes talented children are hard to relate. They find it hard to relate with their peers because, you know, their peers don't perform at the same level as them, especially cognitively in the academia, in the sports, in the music. You find that they learn very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, you really need to know how to control that so that it doesn't get into their head.
True.
And also, talented children tend to be perfectionist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be highly creative. They tend to pursue tasks that interest them. And again, they can concentrate for a very long time without getting bored. So as a parent, it's a privilege, it's an honor for you to try to know the extent that your child is able to go so as to help, so as to respond in a way that is going to create an harmonious environment for that particular child to thrive.
You know, what you've shared can actually be an entire PhD thesis with so much backing up. I'm really impressed and learning so much. Okay, so let's say using what you've just talked about, right? And let's say I've spotted that my child is really talented in gymnastics or just likes flexing a lot. So what should I do to help him or her grow in it? And what should I avoid?
That's a very, very wonderful question, Danielle. As a parent, you have a responsibility or let me say a privilege. Now, what should you do to help your child grow?
Yeah.
Number one, recognize that slow practice is productive.
Okay.
You know, this technique is common to any other kind of sports. Like, identify their routine, help them to practice, you know. The reason it works is that when you go slow, you can sense and fix some errors, and then you could always build a better skill circuit. You know, it's not always about how fast they are able to do it, but it is how slow they can do it correctly.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so that's very important. Number two, as a parent, praise your children's effort and not their natural ability. This is what we refer to as effort-based language.
Okay.
Danielle, when we praise a child's intelligence, basically what we're telling them is that their status, they're more important than the game. But when we praise their efforts, we are training our child to be inclined to taking more risk, making mistakes, and learning from them. You know, the essence of deep practice and learning is always to praise effort and not the natural ability. It's not a coincidence. Athletes always are always using effort-based language. They always go for training just to perfect on their skill. Remember to congratulate. Remember to commend them, even if they lose.
That's a very point.
Praise them, yes.
You know what, parents, if you've not got that part, I think just for that second point he has mentioned, you need to pause, rewind the podcast, and listen to that specific point. It's very, very, very crucial. Sorry, Julius, please go on.
Very important. Another point, stand back. Allow kids to make mistakes. Allow your kids to make mistakes. I mean, all parental advice can be distilled into two essential points. Pay attention to what your child stares at and praise them for their effort. It's very, very important. So when they make errors, always be there to correct them. Mistakes aren't verdicts. Actually, they are information we use to build fluent skill circuits, as I had mentioned. I mean, kids should be able to see errors as fuel for learning rather than setbacks, you know? And as a parent, we have that role. Another point I want to mention is that we need to encourage mimicry. You know, growing up, I don't know who your role model was, Danielle. Did you have a role model?
My mom, weirdly. My life revolved around my parents for a long while because I was the only girl. So, yeah, sad, but yes.
No, it's not sad. It's good because it means that growing up, you always wanted to do things the way your mom was doing.
Still do.
Right? And that's very important. So as a young child, encourage them to mimic somebody. They could be looking at maybe the best footballer, the best singer. If they love cricket, they could be looking at the best bowler and try to do things as they do. You know, we have had stories of people saying that when they were young, they used to see so-and-so. So enable your child to always try to identify with success stories, even as they develop their talent. And then also, like, just to wrap up on that point, is that try to relate also to your child's interest. Perhaps this could not be your forte, but because they have an interest in it, try to relate, try to understand. If they love chess, try, and you're not in a position to play, try to learn how to play it so that you can do it together, so that you can encourage them to be the best among the best. And then offer him challenges, offer your child challenges, especially that are above their normal capabilities. If your child was playing football at the, for example, under 12, under the age of 12, Let me take him for a tournament where the age limit is 18 years. And who knows, they might as well develop talent in that domain. Yeah, so create an environment that is stimulating, an environment that can enable your child to thrive. And what is a stimulating environment? Provide resources, provide time, you know. This will have an effect to the child that will always propagate him to thrive in so far as his or her talent is concerned.
Wow, like this is just amazing. I don't even have anything to add. So there's a saying that goes, bend a tree when it is still young, meaning like it's best if my kids are really young and they can practice their gift. But what if I'm listening to, let's say, this podcast now and my child is like 15? Is it ever too late to start finding and building my child's talent?
Danielle, it is never too late to do what is right.
That's very encouraging. The Bible also says that children are a blessing from the Lord, and we are very privileged as parents to have the Creator entrust us with our kids' lives and their well-being. So there's a quote by Dr. John DeMartini which says, take the opportunity to get to know your child for who they are and not what you expect them to be, which is similar to what you had told us earlier in the podcast. So I don't know if it's somehow inherent in parents, but many times we want our children to be what we want them to be, usually because we want to live the lives we wanted through them. So I couldn't get my aviation certificate, so my child will become a pilot. So what are the dangers of imposing my unrealized dreams on my child?
The dangers of imposing unrealized dreams on children, number one is imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, psychologists have long suspected that some parents try to fulfill their unfulfilled achievements through their kids.
Yeah.
But it is always important to let children follow their own paths in life.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, you'll find many parents would always want to bask in the reflected glory of their children and try to lose some of the feelings of regret and disappointment that perhaps they couldn't achieve the same goals that their children ought to achieve.
Yeah.
This might not be the right way to do it. Let me just give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You are a B parent and you want your child to be an A child.
Mm-hmm.
You want them to excel and get good grades. You are not in a position to attain the same. I mean, the apple does not fall far away from the tree,
sure.
You know? So many studies have highlighted to the potential downsides of this parenting approach, especially children struggling to establish their own autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just try to quote Dr. Madeline Levine, who is a psychologist, and she says that the cost of this relentless drive to perform at unrealistically high levels is a generation of kids who resemble nothing so much as trauma victims. So Dr. Levine is comparing these children with imposter syndromes just the same as trauma victims. So you can imagine. So parents should strive to enable their children to grow independently and be able to thrive in their own unique way. So like just to mention some dangers is that they might fail ultimately to realize their own dreams and potential. You've heard of stories whereby somebody goes to medical school. After finishing medical school, he brings the certificate to the parent, and then he goes back to law school, you know, to pursue their dreams. So that will be a danger, waste of time and resources. Number two, children may grow having resentment towards their parents, and this might cause friction between them and their parent. And finally, the danger of imposter syndrome is always that the child will have low self-esteem. They won't be confident in whatever domain they'll be pursuing. They might be an engineer, they might be a doctor, but they won't be that confident in that particular domain.
Interesting. You know, actually covered self-esteem in children and teens a couple of episodes ago. So if you've not listened to it, please go back. You know, Julius, it's very interesting that you mentioned basking in the glory of your child through our own obsession. I know it's not easy as for parents, but we honestly need to learn to let go. Let our children be. I've actually had this conversation with my dad, and he always says that he doesn't get why parents force their kids to do certain things. You know, it's because he's like, he understands it's just because they want to sit among their peers and talk about oh, my child is studying, is doing medicine, and my child is studying this, so that you feel good among your peers. You know, that's why he was like, as you mentioned, he didn't want us to do something and, you know, come and drop that degree and say, Dad, Mom, here's your degree. I'm now going to do art or whatever it is. So he just let us do whatever it is we wanted to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, sometimes parents want to scare their neighbors that their children are pursuing degrees, maybe in the University of Oxford. Their children are abroad, you know.
Exactly.
But this might not be necessarily for the benefit of the child.
And for parents whose kids are abroad, that is amazing.
But we hope you took them there because you found what their gift was and they went to study something they're very passionate about. And, you know, I don't believe time is already out. It's been a privilege and a joy hosting you on the podcast today. I hope this won't be the only time. So do you have any parting shot for our listeners?
It's been a privilege and I'm very thankful for you having me on this show. I hope these tips will go a long way in helping somebody out there. And my parting shot is just a quote from Johan van Goethe. The person born with a talent they are meant to use will find their greatest happiness in using it.
And I can attest to that. I have always loved kids and doing anything that involves kids, whether I'm researching about them, writing, speaking, playing with them. And I have found the greatest fulfillment. In fact, I think there's a time I was talking to Julius about it and said, if my creator, my maker was to come and say, I require of your life tomorrow, I will not say, oh, I haven't done this. You know, I've not yet found my, I would actually just say, you know what? I have done what I was supposed to do. And not that I want to die now. Not that I want to die now. Please.
Yeah.
There's still a lot I can do, but I have found greatest happiness in finding what I'm good at and actually enjoying it. And very grateful to my parents for allowing me to pursue it, even when it was not the in thing at that point. Anyway, as always, to my listeners, thank you for tuning into Baby Steps again. Let me know what your views on the talents and gifts are, and if you've already spotted your child's talent and you're nurturing it. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you listen to it, whether it's on Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, and you will always be notified when a new episode is out. Also, if you'd like to feature or know someone who would be great to feature on this show about any topic relating to kids, let me know on babystepsbyd@gmail.com. Babystepsbyd, D-double-E. That's it from us for today. Bye.
Bye.